With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. President Biden is urging Congress to avoid a government shutdown at the end of this month, White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
With the clock ticking toward the fiscal year deadline at the end of September, the president weighed in on the need for a stopgap spending bill.
It's critical. And we have 10 days for Congress to pass a short-term funding bill.
Lawmakers are far from finishing work on the dozen annual appropriations bills that will fund federal agencies during the next fiscal year. So they'll need to approve a temporary measure to prevent a partial shutdown on October 1st. Greg Clugston, The White House.
Correspondent Julie Walker reports on an ouster of top brass at Boeing amid problems with the aerospace giant.
Boeing is replacing the CEO of its defense and space business. The unit saddled with money-losing government contracts and embarrassing failures by its Starliner space capsule, which had to leave astronauts at the International Space Station and return to Earth empty. Boeing said Friday Ted Colbert is out, and the division's COO, Steve Parker, is in temporarily while the search is on for a permanent replacement. Since the start of 2022, the Defense and Space Division has lost $6 billion, slightly more than Boeing's airplane business. I'm Julie Walker.
New York City's interim police commissioner has revealed that federal authorities executed search warrants at his homes. Thomas Donlin issued the statement last night saying authorities took, quote, materials that came into his possession 20 years ago and were unrelated to his work for the police department. The Biden administration awarding $3 billion to U.S. companies to boost domestic production of advanced batteries and other materials used for electric cars. It's part of a continuing push to reduce China's dominance. This is SRN News. A Christian pastor from California has been freed from China after nearly 20 years behind bars and is now back home in the U.S. David Lin, who was 68 years old, was detained after he entered China in 2006, convicted of contract fraud and sentenced to life in prison. That charge is frequently used by China against leaders in the House Church Movement, which operates outside state-sponsored faith groups. The U.S. Commission on International Religious Freedom says there have been reports recently that Lin was in declining health. For a second time this year, Republicans in Congress have blocked legislation to establish a nationwide right to in vitro fertilization. GOP lawmakers argue the bill is an election year stunt by Democrats. IVF is controversial in pro-life circles because the process involves the generation of multiple embryos, some of which are destroyed. The Democrats' measure would have established a nationwide right for patients to access IVF. This is SRN News. Well, that cup of joe might start costing you a bit more.
Brazilian coffee farmers are grappling with above-average temperatures as the country, the world's largest coffee producer, faces its worst drought in more than seven decades. Vietnam, the second-largest coffee producer, is also experiencing heat and drought affecting its coffee crops. As a result, potential supply shortages in both countries have driven up global coffee prices. Prices haven't reached the record highs the world saw in the late 1970s after a severe frost wiped out 70% of Brazil's coffee plants, but they have been soaring in recent years. Keith Peters reporting.
Today is Sunday, September the 22nd. It is the 266th day of 2024. There are only 100 full days left in the year. This is also the first day of autumn. This is SRN News.